This story is full of fail. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. Fueled by the internet, the verb fail is being transformed into a noun, as in epic fail, and into an interjection, as in today's future tense, fail. If you're not sure what I'm talking about, look up the Fail blog, where you can find many instances of the word fail attached to photos in which something has gone wrong, like the one where a guy is wearing a brimmed baseball cap backwards while he shields his eyes from the sun with his hand, or the box of matches with the words "Go Play" printed on the front. Ben Zimmer, executive producer of a word nerd site called Visual Thesaurus, writes about the transformation of fail in a recent New York Times essay.
You know, it's a very particular kind of meaning that developed with it as well. It's not simply just a synonym for failure. It's really about something particularly egregious that is failing in a way that makes it open for ridicule, and so that you can sort of make fun of it by just using the interjection fail or some variation on that, or then you can call it a fail, or you can even treat it as a mass noun and talk about fail as if it was a substance. And then you could say, like, a bucket of fail or a box of fail or a bag of fail.
I'm having to stop myself from chuckling just thinking about all this fail stuff. I mean, it's really funny, and a lot of people continue to find it funny no matter how often it's used.
Well, it's been rooted in humor of particular online subcultures. Gamers and hackers used it in a very playful way early on, apparently drawing from some fractured English in a video game, a Japanese video game called Blazing Star in the late 90s that had the message, "You fail it," at the end when you lost the game, sort of making fun of you. But then "You fail it" became a popular thing to say in these online subcultures. And eventually that just got shortened to that punchy interjection fail. And it lived on in a very humorous way when it got pulled into the whole lolcat phenomenon, where people take funny pictures and superimpose text on those pictures, and a whole blog devoted to people or animals or other things doing something in a particularly silly or stupid way developed, and that was Fail Blog. And so it's always had this element of humor to it, and that remains with it, I think. It's just a sort of a very playful use of the language.
What is the staying power, do you think, of this meme?
Well, I think it still has some staying power in it. It's always hard to predict these things, but this one seems like it's going to be with us, at least for the short term, because it's so endlessly adaptable. We've seen Twitter users develop whole causes using hashtags like CNN fail to refer to criticism of CNN after the elections in Iran, when they felt that the coverage wasn't sufficient. And we've seen Twitter fail just recently when there was the denial of service attack on Twitter, and Twitter was down. Well, that gets used against Twitter itself. And so we could see that it's useful in lots of different ways as both a playful usage and also more serious critique.
Ben Zimmer of VisualThesaurus.com. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.